Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. I am so glad to have you. We are taking a moment this Saturday morning to talk about some things that are going on in Tucson and just to learn a little bit more about just really exciting things in our city. So this morning we have Helen Gomez, the executive director of Ben's Bells. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's really cool to be able to come on and talk about some of the big things that are kind of shaping Tucson. And I feel like these nonprofits, you know, there's so many things that we sort of know about, but we don't really know all of it. And so I feel like Ben's Bells might be one of those where people sort of know, but they don't know everything. And so I'm excited to hear what you've got to share with us today.
Great, great.
So can you tell us a little bit about how it started?
Sure, sure. So we have sort of a sad story that we started. Our founder, Jeanette, she lost her son, Ben, just shy of his third birthday. And as you can imagine, that was a very difficult time. So as her and her family were dealing with this grief, what they did was she noticed one of the things that really kept them together was were little acts of kindness. So somebody could mm-hmm. open a door for her. Somebody would let her into traffic. And she said she just wanted to burst in tears and thank them because they didn't realize how important that was to her at the time. And so at the same time, she started doing all of this sort of art therapy in her garage with her friends because she found that when they were working together on a project, it really helped the grieving through the grieving process. So on the first anniversary of Ben's death, her and her friends put out several hundred bells into the community. And we still do that now. And that is actually the only way you can get a Ben's bell is to find it in the community. And it has a tag that says, you found a Ben's bell. Please remember to, you know, take it home and remember to spread kindness. And so we do that now. Yeah.
I love that. You know, as I talk to different people and we talk about how something started, it always starts with something so simple and small. And of course, losing a child is not an easy process, but the act of kindness, those are small things. And, you know, sometimes it feels like just one little thing, you're not going to have a huge impact, but getting those little things together and like an act of kindness, you know, the more you spread it, the more that you do that, the more that other people see it, all of a sudden we have this huge thing. And this is not just one person anymore. How many people do you have that are running either as an employed, I can't even think of the word that I just had. I was going to say employed volunteer, but that doesn't work. employed staff versus, you know, volunteers. How many people do you have that are currently working with Ben's Bells?
So currently we have 30 employees, paid employees, and that's across four studios. So we have one in Connecticut, we have one in Phoenix, and then we have two here in Tucson. Our main headquarters are here in Tucson because this is where we started. As in terms of volunteers, we see over 20,000 volunteers in the course of a year throughout all of the locations. So it's a lot.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's, I mean, 20,000, that's huge.
Yeah, we see volunteers. We see little kids who can barely hold a paintbrush to, you know, retirees. We see the whole gamut of people coming in to volunteer.
So if someone is coming in and they're wanting to volunteer, what does that look like? What would participating in events look like? What kind of events do you have? Can you talk us through a little bit of that?
Yeah, we actually, if somebody wanted to come volunteer, you know, just to paint or assemble in our studio, they can just go online and they can do that at bensbells.org. And there's a calendar they can sign up. That's super easy. Otherwise, we have tons of events. We have everything from like this Saturday, we have a stepping stone making workshop. So you can come in, learn how to make a stepping stone and do it all yourself. And then you get to take it home.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we have those where they're actual, like you're learning things. Mm-hmm. We also have events where we partner with other organizations. So on the 21st of October, we're also doing a comedy for charity. And this great supporter of ours is doing this comedy show and she's donating some of the proceeds to nonprofits. So that's fun. That's up at the Tucson Mall at the Saka space up there.
That's really cool. Since we're talking about that one, if someone wanted to get tickets to go to that, do they need to buy tickets ahead of time at the door? How does that work?
They buy them ahead of time and they can just go on again to bensbells.org.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then one of our bigger events is we always get a team to ride for us for El Tour de Tucson. So yeah, that's a fun team. And we, you'll see us because it'll have our big green flower, the Be Kind flower, and they raise money to ride for us. So that's always fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then of course, like so many other charities, we participate in the Millions for Tucson that Jim Click does, mm-hmm. and he donates the car, $25. When you buy a ticket, all the proceeds go to whatever nonprofit you buy the ticket from. So if somebody wants to go on to our website, they can purchase a ticket, $25, and they have a chance to win a car. So, yeah.
Awesome. And, you know, I've seen the green flowers, like we're talking about. I've seen those around town. Where do you put those?
So we go through different iterations. Like anybody who's from Tucson says, oh my gosh, you all are everywhere. And we've been around for 21 years. We've got amazing brand recognition. And so we love that. But Tucson also tends to have like a transient sort of town. We've got Davis-Monthan. So we have Air Force coming mm-hmm. through. We have the University of Arizona. Kids come, kids go. And what ends up happening is we realize, oh, it's time to do a big push again to get those flowers out because they've either left Tucson or, you know, whatever, people tend to forget. So we just try to get those flowers out, the stickers specifically on the cars, out as much as possible. Yeah.
And then what about schools? How do you partner with schools? What does that look like?
Well, schools, we have so many schools that participate in our Kind Campus programming. And basically what that is it's a bunch of tools that we use that we've worked with Jeanette and a group over at the University of Arizona, that they're tools for practicing kindness. And so any school, any educator, any group can sign up for free and use these tools. And so it's easy little ways to incorporate kindness practices in your classroom, in your daily life. So all of our other programs then allow for these for Kind Campus to be free to anyone who signs up. The other thing is we can, schools can get a mural, a mosaic mural, and those are the ones that everybody sees. We have over 200 Be Kind mosaic murals across the U.S. really, and what's special about those is the schools actually get to participate in making the tiles. So and then teachers and community members help to install it. But yeah, we have over 200 of those as well out in the schools.
That's amazing. How do the designs come about for those murals? Is it from the school or do you have someone who designs something and works with the school?
Well, we have a couple different options. So we have our classic Be Kind flower. And so those are just a standard one. And then it has the name of the school. We also have our kindness tree, which is same, you know, it's similar, but we just change out the names. And then we also have, actually new this year, is our Be Kind cactus, which is so classic Tucson. It's a Be Kind saguaro cactus, and that's new. So we also do have custom murals as well. And so, like, for instance, Saguaro High School, I know, is doing, the kids got together, this group on campus got together, raised the money, and they're doing a custom design. So what they do is they bring their ideas to our artists in the studio, and then the studio translates it into mosaic so that it's similar to what their drawing is, but of course it has to be in mosaic version, so yeah. It might just slightly be altered, yeah.
That's so cool. And I love, you know, especially with the kids getting to be part of the process, I think that's a really neat thing to be able to do and to see a design that you've come up with then turn into a mosaic and then actually see when it's finished. It's such a fun project.
Yeah, actually, you know, that's funny you say that, because our annual fundraiser that we do in the spring, Celebration of Kindness, that is the only time you can get these stepping stones and benches that we make. And all of the stepping stones are based on kids' pictures. So right now, we'll start soliciting all schools and say, what does kindness look like to you? And then they send in their pictures. And then here's the fun part. As staff, we all get to choose which picture we want to turn into a stepping stone. And they not only become stepping stones, but some of them become, you know, note cards that we sell in the shop. Some of them will end up on the website. So the kids get to see how it gets translated. And it's so cute, because only kids would say, you know, like, they had kindness tacos one year. They had kindness dinosaurs.
I'm picturing a dinosaur, because if I asked my kids to draw something with kindness, it would definitely be dinosaurs.
Right, right. Somebody would put a washing machine and lemons one year. And so it's just so cute to see, like, the imaginations of these kids. So
that is a lot of fun. And when is it? You said that's in the spring?
That's in the spring. That's April 20... Oh, gosh, I should have this. 20.
You have an exact date for me.
I do. It's April. It's a Saturday. Sorry about that. It is April 27th.
Wow.
And it's going to be at the Monica this year. So
very cool. Location. I love that. That's a really cool opportunity for kids. And that's kids of all ages that can participate in submitting those pictures?
Yeah. Uh-huh. They can go, if you're signed up for our Kind Campus newsletters, which go out every week, we'll have all the information in there on how to get those pictures to us.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. If you are just tuning in, we are talking to Helen Gomez, the executive director of Bends Bells. Can you give us your website and phone number if anyone wanted to reach you?
They can reach us at bendsbells.org. And all information is on there for volunteering and whatnot. And then our phone number is 520-622-1379.
And we will be right back to talk about some more volunteer opportunities. You can always learn more on Facebook or Instagram at Center Stage Tucson. And feel free to reach out with questions at centerstagetucson@gmail.com or 520-373-6864. We'll be back. We are talking about Bends Bells this morning, and I'm sure that you have seen the big flowers all over Tucson. We were talking about some of the murals that are all over Tucson. And they've been here for 21 years, you said?
Yeah, 21 years.
21 years. And 20,000 volunteers, right?
Yeah, we have, and some of them are repeat, you know, obviously, but yeah, across all four studios, it's a lot.
Amazing. So there are huge opportunities to volunteer and to get involved and to be part of this. There's amazing opportunities for families. There are opportunities if you just want to volunteer one time, or multiple volunteering opportunities. You know, you can schedule it and continue coming back. So let's talk about some of the opportunities that do exist. First, for families. How can a family volunteer with you?
So the easiest way for families, especially with kids, is to go on our website, sign up, find a time, and sign up. And then you come into our studios. So what you'll do depends on what we need that day. So you may paint, you may decorate, you may assemble, you may make beads out of clay. It just depends on what we need. So the fun part is you never know what you're going to do when you come in. But as you can imagine, we have all those bells, those 500 bells that go out twice a year. Each one has a centerpiece and three beads, and then a top little piece as well. And they're all painted and decorated. So we need a lot of help.
Yeah, that's so cool. And it's fun. It is kind of fun to just not know what you're going to do. You just show up ready and willing. And I'm going to say that's a really great skill for your kids to have, too, to be able to show up ready and willing to do what they're asked, and not to have the expectation of doing only one thing. It's a really good opportunity to teach kids, which is something that I am really passionate about, is trying to teach kids the importance of being involved in the community, giving back. You know, I am going to throw in a little plug here. Sorry. We're actually doing a food drive at Indy Realty. So if anyone is listening in also, that's a really cool opportunity to go and to pick up some extra groceries, drop them off at our Indy Realty office on Tanqueverde. It's right across from Udall. Teaching kids in those moments that it's important to think about other people in the community and to help build up our community. You know, there are opportunities through things like the food drive. And here's an opportunity. Kids love to make things. They love to paint. You know, playing with clay would be amazing. Yeah. And so it's a fun experience, but it's something that will make an impact and will teach them a lot too.
Yeah, we actually talk, that's a great concept for kids to learn. And we always talk about the conveyor belt of kindness because we get so many little kids who say like, I want to keep the piece I painted. Can I take it home? We say, it's a conveyor belt of kindness. What you're doing is you're paying it forward and then somebody else will get it. And think of how happy you're making that person. And so we talk to the kids a lot about that.
Yeah, it's so cool. And, you know, that brings up a good point too, that kids usually expect that they're going to keep everything. And so being able to experience making something and giving it to someone else. And I mean, with the holidays coming up too, it's a really cool thing to be able to make things knowing that they're going to someone else and just to build that into our kids so that that's part of who they are and what they do.
Definitely. Yeah.
So what are some other opportunities aside from the studio if someone wanted to volunteer? Are there events that they can volunteer for or, you know, possibly regular opportunities?
There are. So we have events, a lot of events throughout the year, specifically like merchandise events. So like our shop goes out to big festivals, the Street Fair, Festival of Books, the Maid Market. And as you can imagine, you know, we have our shop that's still open, but then we need additional staff to go out to these markets, which are amazing, but they require staffing. So always having volunteers who can come and help, even if it's to, you know, wrap our ornaments when somebody buys it so that the staff person can go through and, you know, check them out and whatnot. We have those. For our big event, Celebration of Kindness, we always need help with setup. So the day before, which it's always on a Saturday, so maybe the Saturday morning or the Friday before, we could, you know, use some help. And then we just have, if somebody comes on a regular basis, we also have advanced volunteers who then we can teach them stuff that our staff learns. So if somebody's really into ceramics, what we can do is if they're coming on a regular basis, we'll show them how to, you know, roll out their slabs and how to cut the pieces and do all of that sort of thing. So there are a lot of different opportunities.
That's very cool. You mentioned the shop. So let's talk a little bit about the shop. What is it? What are you selling? How can someone buy something and support you?
So we have Shop Kind. And so all of these ceramics that we work on in the studio, we sell them in our Shop Kind. And everything in the shop is kindness themed. Like we even have some lip balm, but it's like Kind Lips. And it's this company. We partner with companies that have a kindness theme to them. We have kindness books, shirts, all of that sort of thing. And really, they're tools for people to practice kindness. So what we're hoping is that they're all visual. Even if it's a t-shirt, you know, it's a visual reminder to anybody who sees them walking by to practice kindness, to be kind. And all of the money that's raised from the shop allows us to keep all of our Kind Campus programming free.
Yeah.
And you can buy them in store and online at benspulse.org.
Awesome. That's a really good opportunity. Are there opportunities for businesses in town that want to get involved in some way with Benspulse?
Absolutely. We have, just like we have Kind Campus, we have Kind Colleagues, which is also ways to practice kindness, but for the workplace. So it's adapted better communication skills, conflict resolution, learning how to deal with different personalities and how to work best with people. So we do that. That's a program that businesses can pay for us to come out and give them materials that'll last them for a whole year, and we'll do a kickoff and give them ideas of how to keep that practice up. We could also use businesses, anybody who maybe has a shop that would like to sell Benspulse merchandise in their shop, that would be great. Retail partners are always amazing. And then again, with our events and stuff, we are always in need of sponsors. somebody who wants their name to be associated with Ben's Bells, we'd love to give shout outs to these companies, or, you know, maybe a restaurant or a store that wants to do a third party fundraiser. We've had so many fun third party fundraisers. One time we had a French toast flavor contest. We've had Be Kind Burgers. We've had so many different things that are really fun, and people can go and purchase something, and then a little bit of the proceeds go back to us. So those are great ways to support us.
Yeah, those sound like a lot of fun. I like the creative aspect to it. And, you know, talking through a lot of this, the volunteering is a lot about creativity and about kindness, obviously, but just being able to think outside the box and do something that's a little bit different. And I really like that. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What about if a business, you know, a group of coworkers wanted to volunteer together? How many people can volunteer at one time in the studio, or are there other opportunities where maybe a larger group can volunteer?
Absolutely. We have done everything from, 10 people to 200.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we get a lot of businesses who come in and want to do like team building. And so they'll just, again, if you go on benspells.org, you can look under volunteering for groups. Fill out the form and somebody will reach out to you about setting that up. So we've had businesses come in. In the studios, we can accommodate probably about 40-ish. And I know my studio is going to be like, no, we can't, but we probably can't. We do have, in Tucson, when we have the good weather, we could always set everybody up. We have this huge courtyard, so we have a lot of time, a lot of space. But we do get groups who come through for conventions and whatnot. And so we'll go to them and we'll do the 200. I know we've done it for Bank of America and Wells Fargo and whatnot. And then we'll do a project with them. We'll talk about kindness. Every time we volunteer, we're always going to talk to you about kindness. It's not just the act of doing it, but we want you to walk away with like some ideas on how to practice kindness.
That's really cool. Are there some free resources if someone wanted to just learn a little bit about kindness and some of those things that you're talking about that you can walk away with? Is there any of that that's on your website, or do we need to reach out to get that?
There's a lot that's on our website at benspells.org. The best way to get all of that material is to sign up for a Kind Campus programming, and then you'll get like emails sent to you weekly, and they always come with tools, and it always comes with a focus. You know, it could be kindness at home, kindness to the planet, kindness to animals. So it's all different ways. We have kindness calendars actually that you can download on our website as well.
Very cool. And the programs that you have for schools, those are all free to the schools, free to the teachers.
Yes.
And then some of these other things you're talking about, the kind of like a newsletter that you're getting every week. Is that also a free aspect of this?
It is. The newsletter, you just have to sign up. That's okay. The only caveat is you have to sign up so that we can actually send it to you. But if you're not signing up, we do have some materials online that you can also download.
Awesome. Lots of opportunities. And, you know, I want to go back to this idea too of this started as something that was very small. And I'm sure that if you ask the founder, if she expected it to be here today, she would say, no, I never expected it to be so big. But it just goes to show that when someone has a heart to help other people and to reach other people, and especially with something like kindness, that it's contagious. And the more that you share that with other people, the more that they will also share. So I just love the whole concept of this. And I want to encourage volunteers, you know, anyone who's listening to volunteer, to get involved and to be part of that. If they wanted to donate, can you take physical items? We are running out of time, but can you take physical items, or where can they donate financial gifts?
So we can always use donations, monetary donations, which you can do online at benspells.org. And then some of the types of actual tangible items, we are always looking for tile. You know, you do some home improvement at your house and you have leftover tile. All of those tiles we use for our mosaic murals. So neutrals, we're always needing neutral tiles, black tiles. We'll take any sort of tiles, and mirror as well, because we use mirror in our mosaics. So they can always drop those off as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And can you give us real quick one more time the website and phone number?
Our website is benspells.org and our phone number is 520-622-1379.
Okay. This is Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. Thank you for listening in and talking with Helen Gomez from Ben's Bells. Have a great week.